Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today is Kent Teese. He's a farm management analyst and vice president at MinStar Bank. Welcome to the show.
Well, great to be here.
So, Kent, this is part two of a two-part series on ag in Minnesota. We looked at 2014 on last week's program. This week, I thought we'd look ahead to 2015.
I think as we look ahead to the livestock industry, things look pretty positive. We still got some very strong market prices for pork and beef. The milk price has come down a little, and as has pork and beef here at the end of the year. But as you look long term, I think the prospects look good, and the export markets are still very strong for a lot of those products. Feed costs are still relatively low, but certainly there is some expansion starting to take place. So usually what happens when profit margins are too good, we tend to overproduce and then cut into that. But I think at least for the 2015 year in livestock, it looks pretty strong.
What about cash grain and those kinds? You know, I know that there were some challenges in 2014. Does that carry over into 2015?
You know, I think it does. The good news is we have had some improvement price-wise here late in the year. Both the corn and soybean prices have propped up a little bit. Part of that was the yields in some areas were not quite as good as expected. And then also the demand is still pretty good. When grain prices get lower, the demand starts to increase. I think there'll be some challenges, though, because grain prices are probably below break-even levels for a lot of producers. And input costs for seed, fertilizer, chemicals are still staying fairly constant. The fuel price should come down a little with the lower oil prices. Land costs are still fairly high. Land values have started to come down, but land rental rates, a lot of those rental rates are at rates that make cash flows very difficult, tough to break even. So I think it'll be a real challenging year coming ahead here, especially if we would get any reduced yields for crop producers.
What happens in some of those situations? Do landlords review that arrangement?
Most land rental agreements are negotiated on a year-to-year basis, and obviously we've come off before 2014 several very profitable years in a row, and a little bit in landlords' defense, property tax rates are based off of land values. They get adjusted, and because we've had high land values, those property tax rates have went up substantially. So landowners have faced a lot of extra cost out there too. So what we've encouraged landlords and farm operators to do is to look at what we call a flexible lease, where they try to set a base rent that's closer to break-even level based on production costs and anticipated price per bushel, anticipated yields, and then to have a flex clause in there that if prices do improve or yields are way better than expected, that there's kind of an extra bonus rent to the landlords. And there's been more and more interest in that, I think, to kind of be a little more equitable and fair to everybody involved.
Kent Teese, he's a farm management analyst and vice president at MinStar Bank in Mankato. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.